Last night, NYPD Blue ended its run after 12 years on ABC. This weekend, the HBO Western series Deadwood begins its second season. TV critic Deva Bianculli says the two shows have a lot more in common than pushing the boundaries of sex, nudity, violence, and language.
What do you got?
Looks to be like a high-priced call girl.
Yeah, the doorman called in the job. Billing manager's on his way in.
What are you doing out of uniform?
Talk to building management, find out who's paying her rent.
They're not in yet. You know, I thought once we cleared Bell's shooting, you were going to go back to patrol.
Tell him already.
Chief of detectives gave me the squad.
When?
Last night at Metavoice Racket.
You didn't say anything there?
I wanted to make sure that Duffy didn't change his mind, and I didn't want to take away from Metavoice night.
A message came through this morning that it was a done deal.
Wait, so you're actually squad commander?
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Gruden.
Not sure I can work with you.
No, huh?
I'm not sure any of us can.
Well, that'll work out good then, because I was planning on bringing in my own people anyways.
That's Dennis Franz as Andy Sipowicz, the one actor and character who was in every episode of NYPD Blue at the beginning of last night's finale. He's just shown up at a crime scene and is almost shyly informing his co-workers that he's just been promoted to precinct commander. It's an amazing journey that Andy Sipowicz covered since NYPD Blue premiered in 1993. When we met him, he was a mess, a racist, a drunk, and on a self-destructive streak that came within an inch of killing him. And that was all in the pilot episode. NYPD Blue was co-created by Stephen Bochco and David Milch. Bochco also was one of the primary forces behind an earlier landmark police drama, Hill Street Blues, which also had at its center a recovering alcoholic with a badge. But that character, Daniel J. Travanti's Frank Farillo, was in charge from the start and ran his precinct as crisply as he dressed. Whatever his demons were, he had conquered them long ago. He wasn't tempted by drink. He carried on an affair with a defense attorney played by Veronica Hamill. And he was one of the first leading characters on a primetime cop show who actually took time out to pray, to visit church, even to seek confession. Sipowicz on NYPD Blue was a very different animal. For him, sobriety, tolerance, and personal growth came slowly. But come they did, and viewers loved him for both his vulnerability and his persistence. Last night's finale had him taking command and walking that tricky tightrope of having a bit more power and responsibility than your friends and peers, but still having to deal with, and sometimes fight with, the powers above you. Andy Sipowicz ended where Frank Farillo began, with the respect of those under him, but not those above him. It's a nice full-circle story arc, and it's also a familiar one. On Deadwood, the HBO Western series beginning its second season this Sunday, central character Seth Bullock, played by Timothy Oliphant, is pretty much in the same place. Cop shows often are deconstructed as modern westerns, and Deadwood makes it easy to track the comparisons. There's as much lawlessness in isolated Deadwood as in Lower Manhattan, and town sheriff Seth Bullock, like squad commander Andy Sipowicz, accepted his position of authority recently and reluctantly. And where Andy fought with the powers that be last night on a political level, Sunday's season opener of Deadwood has Seth prepared to fight his powers that be on a more literal level. In this case, it's the town's most powerful figure, Ian McShane's imposing, tough-talking Al Swearengen. Swearengen has insulted the sheriff by publicly ridiculing his private affair with the wealthy town widow. Insults Swearengen continues to hurl privately once Seth shows up at Swearengen's room to pick a fight. Swearengen is talking about outside interests trying to influence and take over the Deadwood mining town, but Seth is more interested in removing his gun and badge and throwing some punches.
How do you have this information?
From the governor himself in a pricey little personal note. They want to make us a trough for Yankton snouts and them hoople heads out there. They need buttressing against going over to those. Now, I can handle my areas, but there's dimensions and f***ing angles I'm not expert at. You would be if you'd sheath your p*** long enough.
Shut up.
And resume being the upright pain in the balls that graced us all last summer.
Shut up, you son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ. Bullock. The world abounds in p*** of every kind, including hers.
Of course, if it'd steer you from something stupid.
I could always profess another position.
Well, I find you've got a knife.
I won't need no f***ing knife.
The major link between Deadwood and NYPD Blue, of course, is David Milch, who co-created Blue and is the sole creator of Deadwood. In 1993, long before cable's Oz and the Sopranos, ABC's NYPD Blue was as bold as TV got. Today, Deadwood, with its adult themes, brazenly coarse language, and complicated characters and plots, can make the same claim. Milch left NYPD Blue a few seasons before it ended, but it's impossible to imagine Deadwood without him. And you thought Andy Sipowicz had his demons? Check out Seth, who has so much darkness battling with his essential decency that he's almost as much villain as hero. In the same way, despite so many despicable traits and acts, Al Swearengen is almost a noble villain. Deadwood is no white hat, black hat Western. Everything and everyone is painted with shades of gray. In Sunday's season premiere, there's a moment when all the simmering emotions, especially the lust and the anger, come to a head. When the violence erupts, it happens suddenly and shockingly, and it matters. As on NYPD Blue, change occurs slowly and actions have ramifications. It's a stunningly written and stunningly performed series. Easily one of the best on all of television.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.